With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Former Justice Department spokesman attorney Mark Weaver says there's a good reason the DOJ is proceeding with caution in bringing criminal charges against officials who may have committed crimes during the Biden administration.
Well, let's remember that the other branches or the other departments in government, the Interior Department, the Treasury Department, they can get a lot done without the other branches. But the Justice Department has to go to the judicial branch to get something done.
Mark Weaver says Attorney General Pam Bondi has been slow to bring charges against some who may have committed crimes under President Biden because the DOJ has to work hand in hand with the other branches of government.
So unlike the other departments within the Trump administration, the Justice Department has to get everything right because they're interacting with both of the other two branches.
Mark Weaver was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Israel has struck Lebanon in retaliation for rockets targeting Israel. It's the heaviest exchange of fire since the ceasefire with Hezbollah started nearly 4 months ago. The terrorist group denies being responsible for yesterday's attack. Also at SRNnews.com, Sudan's military has retaken the Republican Palace of Khartoum. Despite that, the larger war continues to endanger Sudanese in Darfur and other regions. Correspondent John Gambrell reports.
The RSF has taken a lot of territory in western and southwestern Sudan. That includes the Darfur region. And there's concerns on both sides, the military as well as the RSF, that they're committing atrocities. The UN is warning that aid supplies are being looted and that hospitals remain under fire, making this war that much more dangerous for the civilians caught in the middle. And it's still going on.
Nearly 2 years of fighting has killed some 28,000 people and driven more than 14 million from their homes. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. SRN's Michael Harrington asks the question, are Americans becoming more rude?
A lot of Americans say yes. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 47% of adults believe society has become generally more coarse and rude since the pandemic. Americans who answered the survey mention a surge in foul language and impolite behavior in public. Is it a sign of the times? Hard to say. But in Matthew 24:12, Jesus warned there would come a day when, quote, because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Mainline Protestant denominations are losing ground. When the Episcopal Church announced cuts to its national staff last month, it was the latest in a long-running cycle. Declines in membership leading to declines in funding and thus in staff. The Presbyterian Church USA announcing similar cuts to staff at its headquarters and its global missions program recently. More online at srnnews.com. Savannah, Georgia will host the Job Creators Network's Freedom Fighters Summit and Gala, April 30th through May 2nd. The event brings together conservative leaders, policymakers, and business advocates. This year's theme is Passing the Torch, honoring the legacy of JCN's late founder and Georgia business titan Bernie Marcus. Network President and CEO Alfredo Ortiz spoke with the Salem Radio Network about the agenda of the summit.
Well, there is going to be some fun sprinkled in there because I think that's one thing conservatives forget about. They need to have a little bit of fun, right? Let's do some work. Let's create policy discussions. And by the way, we're going to talk about some five great pillars of really conservative, you know, from the conservative movement amongst all these folks. We're going to be talking about, of course, you know, the Tax Cut and Jobs Act.
Also on hand will be Salem Radio Network host Hugh Hewitt. Panels will cover topics like tax cuts, education reform, and the national debt. Heathrow Airport fully operational yesterday after a closure sparked an electrical substation fire. British officials say they will take days to recover. This is SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor.